Week 5, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him, giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us come before the Lord, giving thanks. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Lord, save me in your merciful love. Psalm 6. Lord, do not reprove me in your anger, punish me not in your rage. Have mercy on me, Lord, I have no strength. Lord, heal me, my body is racked, my soul is racked with pain. But you, O Lord, how long? Return, Lord, rescue my soul, save me in your merciful love. For in death no one remembers you, from the grave who can give you praise? I am exhausted with my groaning, every night I drench my pillow with tears, I bedew my bed with weeping. My eyes waste away with grief, I have grown old, surrounded by my foes. Leave me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my plea, the Lord will accept my prayer. All my foes will retire in confusion, foiled and suddenly confounded. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, save me in your merciful love. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in time of distress. Psalm 9. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart, will recount all your wonders. I will rejoice in you and be glad, and sing psalms to your name, O Most High. See how my enemies turn back, how they stumble and perish before you. You upheld the justice of my cause, you sat enthroned, judging with justice. You have checked the nations, destroyed the wicked, you have wiped out their name for ever and ever. The foe is destroyed, eternally ruined, you uprooted their cities, their memory has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned for ever, he has set up his throne for judgment. He will judge the world with justice, he will judge the peoples with his truth. For the oppressed, let the Lord be a stronghold in time of distress. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed in times of distress. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Zion. Psalm 9 continued. Sing psalms to the Lord who dwell in Zion, proclaim his mighty works among the peoples. For an avenger of the blood has remembered them, has not forgotten the cry of the poor. Have pity on me, Lord, see my sufferings, you who save me from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion, and rejoice at your saving help. The nations have fallen in the pit which they made, their feet caught in the snare they laid. The Lord has revealed himself and gives judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. Let the wicked go down among the dead, all the nations forgetful of God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, nor the hopes of the poor be in vain. Arise, Lord, let men not prevail, let the nations be judged before you. Lord, strike them with terror, let the nations know they are but men. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will recount all your praise at the gates of the city of Sion. Teach me to observe your law. I will keep it with all my heart. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 1. You have been told how I bore myself in my Jewish days, how I persecuted God's church beyond measure, and tried to destroy it, going further in my zeal as a Jew than many of my own age and race. So fierce a champion was I of the tradition handed down by my forefathers. And then, he who had set me apart from the day of my birth and called me by his grace, saw fit to make his Son known in me, so that I could preach his gospel among the Gentiles. My first thought was not to hold any consultation with any human creature. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who had been apostles longer than myself. No, I went off into Arabia, and when I came back, it was to Damascus. Then, when 3 years had passed, I did go up to Jerusalem to visit Peter, and I stayed a fortnight there in his company. But I did not see any of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. Such is my history. As God sees me, I am telling you the plain truth. Afterwards, I travelled into other parts of the world, Syria and Cilicia, and at the same time I was not even known by sight to the Christian churches of Judea. They only knew by hearsay. The man who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy, and they praised God for what he had done in me. Then, after an interval of 14 years, once again I went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and Titus also accompanied me. I went up in obedience to a revelation, and there I communicated to them, only in private, to men of repute, the gospel I always preached among the Gentiles. Was it possible that the course I had taken, and was taking, was useless? And it is not even true to say that they insisted on my companion Titus, who was a Greek, being circumcised. We were only thinking of those false brethren who had insinuated themselves into our company so as to spy on the liberty which we enjoy in Christ Jesus, meaning to make slaves of us. To these we did not give ground for a moment. By way of obedience, we were resolved that the true principles of the gospel should remain undisturbed in your possession. But, as far as what I owe to those who were of some repute, it matters little to me who or what they were. God makes no distinction between man and man. These men of repute, I say, had nothing to communicate to me. On the contrary, those who were reputed to be the main support of the church, James and Cephas and John, saw plainly that I was commissioned to preach to the uncircumcised as Peter was to the circumcised. He whose power had enabled Peter to become apostle of the circumcised had enabled me to become the apostle of the Gentiles. And so, recognizing the grace God had given me, they joined their right hands in fellowship with Barnabas and myself. The Gentiles were our province, the circumcised theirs. Only we were to remember the poor, which was the very thing I had set myself to do. Responsory from 1 Corinthians. By God's grace I am what I am, and the grace he has shown me has not abandoned me, nor has it been without fruit. He whose power enabled Peter to become the apostle of the circumcised enabled me to become the apostle of the Gentiles. And the grace he has shown me has not abandoned me, nor has it been without fruit. A reading from the Breviloquium of St. Bonaventure. The source of Scripture is not attributable to human investigation, but to divine revelation, which flows from the Father of lights. From him all paternity in heaven and earth is named, and from him, through his Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit flows into us, and through the Holy Spirit, dividing and distributing his gifts to individuals as he pleases, faith is given to us, and through faith, Christ dwells in our hearts. This is the knowledge of Jesus Christ, from whom the strength and understanding of the whole of Holy Scripture flows as from its source. Hence, it is impossible that anyone should enter into that knowledge unless he first have infused into himself faith in Christ, the light, the door, and the very foundation of all Scripture. This is the faith of all supernatural illuminations, as long as we are absent from the Lord and from the foundation that stabilizes us, the light that directs us, and the door that lets us in. Further, the wisdom given us by God must be determined according to the measure of faith, lest anyone should, quote, think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned to him. End of quote. The result or fruit of Holy Scripture is not simply any kind, but rather a fullness of eternal happiness. In Scripture are the words of eternal life. It is written not only that we may believe, but also that we may possess eternal life, in which we see and love, and our desires will be completely satisfied. When these desires are satisfied, we shall know the overwhelming love of knowledge, and thus we shall abound unto all the fullness of God. Divine Scripture tries to lead us on to this plenitude in accord with the truth of the sentence of the Apostle quoted above. This, then, is the end, and this the intention by which Holy Scripture should be studied, taught, and even heard. In order to arrive at that fruit, by progress along the true path of the Scriptures, we must begin at the beginning. We must come with true faith to the Father of lights, prostrating our heart before him so that he may grant us the true knowledge of Jesus Christ through his Son in the Holy Spirit. With this knowledge, we must ask for a love of him so that finally achieving a solid faith and a deep-rooted love, we may be able to know the length and the breadth, height and depth of Holy Scripture. Through this knowledge, we have to arrive at the fullness of knowledge and plenitude of love for the Most Blessed Trinity. All the desires of holy men tend there. The end and complement of all truth and goodness is to be found there. Responsory from Luke 24. Starting with Moses and going through all the prophets, Jesus explained to his disciples the passages throughout the Scriptures that were about himself. How dull you are, how slow to believe all that the prophets said. Jesus explained to his disciples the passages throughout the Scriptures that were about himself. Let us pray. Guard your family, Lord, with constant loving care, for in your divine grace we place our only hope. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.